One of the big priority bills, your top priority bill this year, Senate Bill 1, receiving first round approval in the Senate this week, Senator?
Senate Bill 1 was approved in a preliminary round in the Senate. We spent parts of five different days on the bill, spent well over 10 hours of debate on it. But I think we came up with a pretty good piece of legislation. What it deals with, and we put three other bills together with this, it deals with those students that are in unaccredited school districts, and it gives them the opportunity to transfer to other opportunities. It could be an adjoining district or an adjoining county, and then also it expands charter schools and virtual schools.
It's a big aspect of it. There were a lot of amendments put on this bill, a lot of debate over other amendments on this bill. How much do those amendments add to the overall bill in terms of charter schools and other issues?
It's so important for the entire Senate to be able to act on very difficult issues, and that's what we did this past week. We spent a lot of time debating it. We didn't rush through anything. People had ample time to read alternatives, amendments. I think at the end of the day, we had 17 amendments that were added. That gives people buy-in to the process, and so now what we'll do, we'll have one more vote in the Senate, a roll call vote on that, and then we'll kind of start the process all over in the House, and so that bill will be heard there. Ironically, on the day that we passed the bill in the Senate, the House, they passed their bill on the same issue. And that was really very unique. That doesn't happen much where you have the same big bill decided on the same day in both House and Senate. So it was pretty exciting.
Once the time comes that both chambers will be looking at both of these bills, I would imagine there would be some sort of compromise reached of some sort to see what works in Senate Bill 1, what works in the House bill, and what else may work.
Well, that's the beauty of it. Now we know kind of where the House is coming from. We know where the Senate stands on issues. And as our bills advance in the other chamber from where it originated, then we'll try to work and get those bills closer together to a compromise. And so, gosh, we did this still in February. This is great to get it done before spring break. So I feel really good about it. I mean, still a lot of hard work, a lot of negotiations, some tough days ahead of us, but I think that the pace is very, very good.
3 days earlier than what Senate Bill 493 was passed last year?
Yeah, last year we got it out on February 27th, and this year is on February 24th. So 3 days earlier, so many people worked so hard, and our floor leader gave us all the time in the world we needed on this. No one was rushed or pushed. That is so important in the legislative process, to have buy-in, that people feel that they're heard. Sometimes you don't get your way on every issue, on every amendment. That's part of the legislative process.
Along those same lines with education, Senate Bill, I believe, 424 is another priority bill for you this year.
Last year, we passed legislation dealing with early childhood, a very good bill that's really going to help a lot of our districts. But there was a provision in that that basically says that if there's not enough money added to the foundation formula, which is the pot of money that is distributed among our 524 school districts, if there's not a certain threshold met, then certain kind of districts will gain at the expense of others. Right now, we would have to put in at least approximately $90 million new dollars into the formula, or if not, then hold harmless districts would gain at the somewhat detriment of our traditional formula districts. Senate Bill 424 basically delays that implementation for 2 years, and then that would hopefully give us the time and also the ability to raise funds to put in that account. So Senate Bill 424 will hopefully delay that until July of 2017.
Is that presented in committee this week?
We heard that in the Senate Education Committee. It was voted out, I believe, the vote of 6-1, and now we'll go up to the entire Senate for debate. It's a huge discussion on those senators who represent hold harmless districts, those that represent traditional formula districts. In my case, I have 48 school districts that I represent. 21 are hold harmless and 27 are traditional. So in my case, all I want is predictability. I want what's fair. I don't want to put in some artificial changes in the formula that has one set of districts gaining at the expense of others, because in the long run, that doesn't help Missouri students.